What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. R. Kelly. Yes, I saw the R. Kelly thing today, or whatever, in a salon with a client, with a couple of clients or whatever. And we watched it. So all we really had time for, I'm actually headed to a set right now. So I had to leave, but I have like a couple of minutes. So I was like, oh, let me just podcast what I love to do. And I just love giving my opinion and I love my perspective. Now, obviously, my perspective is a different perspective. You're coming, you're talking to me. So I'm just different. And I believe that that is why the world goes around. I believe that that's why we are who we are. I believe that you tuned in just because you wanted to see my opinion. You wanted to hear from just my opinion, regardless if you believe what I am saying is true or what you believe what I'm saying is false. Now, because we're all grown and you was grown enough to come to this podcast and click on the Naima B show to hear what I have to say, I would love it if you were grown enough that if you do have an opinion and if you do have a comment, I would love that you would put it in the comments below. Like, share with me your expressions because I believe in other people's opinions. I don't think anything is wrong with somebody giving their mere opinion. And that is what is happening now. The very first thing that I would say when I watched what I saw. So I will say this. I'm going to just be completely honest. We didn't watch everything. Not that me watching everything is going to change any way that I feel. And I'm just telling the truth. Now, like I said, this is just part one. I will have a part two as soon as I finish watching everything. So what I got up to was, I got up to the part where the Sparkle chick, I guess this is the middle of the second part. So I got to the part where the Sparkle chick was chilling with R. Kelly. You know what I mean? Sitting down, watching the game. And she says that she hears a knock on the door. So she's like, okay, somebody's knocking from on the inside. R. Kelly not really paying no type of attention. He doing his own thing and he watching the game. So Shorty Sparkle, right, says to him, yo, is somebody knocking, my nigga? And he's like, oh, yo, what up? What's good? So it's his wife, ladies and gentlemen. It's his wife knocking at the door. Okay. And she wants to know, can she come downstairs and get something to drink? A grown woman, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Now you want to show 10, 15 years later and you just telling on the brother. Please, 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 please. I do not feel at all sorry for the wife. I do not apologize for not feeling sorry for this grown woman. Okay, so next, right? So, and then let's even talk more about the wife. So as she's talking, right? She's like, yeah, I was his, we couldn't talk to nobody. We couldn't talk to the band members. Okay, I get that. I get that you gotta be silent or whatever. But the moment that he's controlling you, the moment that you said yes to him and you didn't have no say-so at all in your marriage, you mean to tell me this man literally took you on a hideaway? So you're just his dancer. You're his backup dancer. You're having sex with this man, okay? And he takes you to a island, a private little island, and you go to a hotel and there's rose petals and there's a violinist, and literally he asks you, will you marry him, with a plane in the sky writing out the words in smoke, will you marry me, whatever your name is, and you say yes. So you say yes, and now you're getting married that day. So the girl had no idea she was getting married, and he did it all and everything like that. At what point do you run? Or do you not run because of the benefit that you are getting alongside of being this man's wife? Or yeah, pretty much the house, the not having to spend no money. You understand what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. All right. So that's how I feel about the wife. You are on there trying to get a check. It's all about a check nowadays. When they came to you and they proposed to you, the proposition that you was going to get, the amount of money that you was going to get from coming on this show and completely talking about this man and the things that he has done. Let me say this, and I want everybody to know this for a fact. Does Naima Bennett believe what he was doing was wrong? Absolutely. I 100% agree that what he was doing was wrong. Do I think that what he was doing as far as going to the high schools was malicious and everything like that? Absolutely. Do I think it was wrong? Absolutely. But guess who else was wrong? The motherfuckers that was sitting and letting him do it. Okay, the manager, if he coming up to the school, the principal ain't saying nothing. Wait a minute, y'all see this man coming up to the school every single day? Like, let's just say if he came on Fridays, R. Kelly pulling up. You know what I'm saying? This man ain't pulling up in no regular car. They said it. They say he pulled up in like the latest Ford Escalade, just whatever. You watched him do it. You sat in it and watched it happen. So can we all put blame on one person? Because obviously it's just the R. Kelly story and everybody is just raving about how they could never, ever in life hear his name, see him. People are disgusted and just everything like that. And I am definitely disgusted. Yes, I am. I am disgusted. But I am not going to sit up here and pretend as if these women were getting everything that they wanted to get from him, that they would not have come out. Okay. They would not have come out had they not been getting everything that they wanted to get. People get into relationships based on what you could do for them. And that is the simple truth. Let's talk about that Puerto Rican looking lady, Miss Martinez. I forgot her first name, but I remember the Martinez because one of my closest friends, Tiffany, if you listen to this, Tiffany Martinez from the Bronx, New York, my sister, my Puerto Rican sister, I love you. She's Puerto Rican, and her last name is Martinez. So that's the only reason why I remember this lady's name. But let's talk about this Martinez character. So Martinez character was about 14 years old, wanted to be a singer, wanted to be a star. So she's with R. Kelly, and she's just explaining how if he got mad at her, and when she finally spoke up, he kind of like hit her or whatever, or slapped her, she said. And then, you know, and then she said, she clearly stated, I just wanted to get on. I just wanted to da 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 da. And this goes back to everything that I am saying right now. You just wanted to get on, sis. You did whatever you had to do. Let me tell you something. I am speaking from the perspective of being a hairstylist on set with Future, Sean Garrett. I've dealt with what's the guy name? Oh God, he's not even popular anymore. But he was really, really popular. I forgot his name. Dang, that's crazy how you could just make a hit and then, like, what was his name? Cash. I forgot his name or whatever. But I'm saying all of this to say this. I have firsthand experience with women who would do anything, absolutely anything to be a star, to be the next Cardi B. Let's take Cardi B's position if you want to. Cardi B will honestly and tell you how many men she slept with, how many dicks she sucked to get to where she at. You seen that on Love and Hip Hop. Cardi B was sleeping with the A&Rs and the producers and different things like that. Girls go to all different type of levels for fame and for fortune. So are we really taking it to a point where we are just so, oh my God, I can't believe this man. No, I am not going to sit up here and 100% only blame R. Kelly. And that is what this podcast segment is 100% about, is that I do not blame him 100%. I'll give him 50%. I'll give the managers 10%. I'll give the upbringing from the girl's parents 10%. I'll give the girls 10%. And then I also give R. Kelly's past of being molested and having that psychologically, having that issue mentally dealing with you, you know, when you're having sex from such a young age, like, what is sex? You never really looked at it in a sacred manner. Let's talk about how his music teacher would tell us that he would come into the classroom acting all sexual, singing sexual, saying sexual things and stuff like that. That wasn't appropriate for the school. The music teacher said that, but she had such a love for him. I can imagine what type of young kid he was. You know what I mean? Just, oh, da 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 da. Yo, what's good, teach? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I get mine. You know what I mean? I'm young, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't never stopped nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that was the young R. Kelly. That was the young R. Kelly. So I just really believe that it was not 100% only him. I blame everybody. I just put it as far as background and just how people are and the things that people do for money, the clout that people get to be on TV shows and reality shows and to have your name come across that screen, how much more follows you'll get from being in it. Or even if it's like a $3,000, $4,000 check, that's more money than you had. That's more $1,000 than you had before. So why not? a lot of it is opportunities, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that a lot of it is opportunities. And the moment that it does not benefit you, the moment that you are not getting a check from it, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. That's when people want to sue you and everything. You think that Kris Jenner is trying to sue Ray J? The woman's not wasting her time. You think she's trying to sue Ray J for putting out a sex tape of her young daughter having sex with this man? And absolutely not. You understand what I'm saying? So I just do not believe that it was 100% R. Kelly and that these women are 100% innocent. That's just my story. That's my take on it. And that's just what I believe. If you have anything to say, definitely let me know. I want to hear your opinion. I get it. Yeah. Now these women feel like, oh, my whole life. Nah, sis. You still could do other things in life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your whole life is not shattered. Stop sitting up here lying. Your life is not shattered. You're still alive. You're not 6 feet under. You can do anything you want in this life. You know what I mean? So that's just my take, you guys. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait till the end of part two is done. Once part two is done, I'm going to give my final brief overview. Yo, let's talk about Aaliyah. Let's talk about, and then here we go again. Back to that whole Aaliyah being young. Yo, when the girl was like, she was real shy, real timid, definitely had no swag, but she had the look. She had the look that, you know, I guess they was going for and everything like that. She was like, we built her swag. We built all of that. And yes, she was very impressionable. And yes, R. Kelly, you could tell R. Kelly had her train when they went to that thing. They advised them before they literally got into the studio, don't ask us no questions about our relationship. Don't ask us nothing. And you can hear how impressionable she was and timid she was in her voice. A girl doesn't say her age, is what Aaliyah said. Oh, remember, you're never supposed to ask a girl her age. So yeah, I feel like I believe that a lot of these girls were programmed and all of that, but they all was looking for an opportunity. And that's my time. I love you guys. Be blessed.